Good evening, Abu Isai. As we mentioned yesterday, I just thought of a beautiful incident. We spoke about kibbudim. I just remembered a beautiful story of Reb Shlomo Zalman. If you don't mind, if I can start with that. Reb Shlomo Zalman was once in a very difficult situation. Reb Shlomo Zalman was invited for Siddur Kiddushin. Siddur Kiddushin. The honor of being Masadah Kiddushin of a Kala and a Chosn, whom we knew very well. And Reb Shlomo Zalman was honored, and as he appears to the chuppah, he asked the first question that Masadah Kiddushin asks is, "What the Eidim?" And he asked, "What the Eidim?" And the Baal Tzimcha tells him that the Eidim is Mr. So and so and Mr. So and so. Reb Shlomo Zalman happened to know one of the two Eidim, and he was not satisfied with that level of Shmiras Torah Mitzvahs. He was not quite satisfied. He said, that's not perfect. It's not really perfect. It's not exactly here. Now, we know that Eidim can jeopardize with regards to Kiddushin if somebody is apostle aid, even according to all the opinions, somebody is not apostle aid, that can jeopardize the Kiddushin. It's a problem. Somebody's designated as an aid, and he's apostle aid, even according to only a Suffolk apostle. It's very questionable about the Kiddushin being chal. It's a big problem. On the other hand, he was in a very difficult situation because the Baal Simcha says, Mr. So-and-so is an aid, Mr. So-and-so is an aid, and Reb Shlomo Zalman didn't like that so much. On the other hand, if he comes and tells, there's no greater offense than telling somebody, sir, you're apostle aid. There's no worse thing. It's the most offensive statement a person can say. So it was in a difficult position. So I don't know what you would do. I certainly know that I wouldn't know where to start. But Shlomo Zalman is Goynus, and that's the Goynus of Shlomo Zalman. Shlomo Zalman, without hesitating, he went up to the Eidim. He went up to this Suffolk aid, and he said, do you know, it's not respectful enough for you to be an aide. You know that really, really, if you've come all the way, the Baal Simcha gave you the honor of being an aide, but really I feel that you should really be Masada Kiddushin. I think you should have the honor of Masada Kiddushin. As far as aide is concerned, I don't mind, I'm happy to be an aide. But it's not respectful for you to be an aide. I think that you should have the honor of being Masada Kiddushin. And it didn't need much convincing for that individual. He was happy to accept this honor, and he went up to be Masada Kiddushin. And Reb Shlomo Zalman was an aide. He considered himself a kosher aide, and he did it. So that shows to what extent, because we were talking about aliyahs yesterday, how careful a person should be, and Reb Shlomo Zalman was, with regards to other people's emotions. Just to carry on with another incident of Reb Shlomo Zalman, shows again how goyim and poiske hadoy, we talk about Reb Shlomo Zalman pretty much on a daily basis, and it just shows that his goyimness and Torah goes together with his beauty in midas. Reb Shlomo Zalman was once, I didn't hear this from a grandson, but somebody heard it from a grandson, that Reb Shlomo Zalman was once on Purim, was a minhag, like by many other Rosh Yeshivas, he was a Yeshiva of Kol Torah, and it was many, many hundreds, if not thousands of Talmidim went on Purim to wish him a Afreilich in Purim, and it was hundreds and hundreds, all the years, hundreds of people went up to Reb Shlomo Zalman, not just they themselves, not just Talmidim, but by the time they were married and had children, they came with their wives and with their children to Reb Shlomo Zalman. Came to a point that one of the Talmidim brought a little daughter who was just before Bas Mitzvah, but I don't know, 10, 11 years old. And I don't know what exactly she was a very, to me, mistaken, very sweet little girl. And she went up to Reb Shlomo Zalman to wish Afreilich and Purim. And without chapping, without realizing, not meaning anything wrong, she stretched out her hand to Reb Shlomo Zalman to wish Afreilich and Purim. Now, without going into Shailas or what, but without a doubt, Reb Shlomo Zalman wouldn't have wanted to shake a hand of an 11-year-old girl. That's not really up to Reb Shlomo Zalman's standard. He didn't really, without going into halachic details of it, but Reb Shlomo Zalman wouldn't want to shake a hand of a 10-year-old girl. So Reb Shlomo Zalman then had a split second to think, or probably even less than a split second. But to shake a hand was out of question. But to offend that girl was also out of question. So look at Reb Shlomo Zalman's beautiful midas. What did Reb Shlomo Zalman do? Reb Shlomo Zalman, there was next to him, there was a table. I don't know who would think of that. If not Reb Shlomo Zalman, it was a table, a bowl of sweets and chocolates and candies and biscuits. And without blinking, as he was stretching out a hand to Bishlam Zalman, he quickly grabbed the sweet from the bowl and handed it and then passed it on to her, in order not to offend her. That this is goyness. This, if we think about Bishlam Zalman, the Gaon who had all these thousands of psokim that we discuss and we learn, it goes together with those middos. Unbelievable middos. Think about, without thinking too much, going to halak, no, without thinking, just as a natural reaction, to grab and give it and pass it on to her, isn't that something to look up to? Isn't that something to look up to? How natural it was to Shlomo Zalman. This is just, maybe just to also, Moshe Feinstein also, that reminded me of another story about Moshe Feinstein. Moshe Feinstein was once, when Moshe Feinstein was Nifta, I may have said this story once, I don't remember. When Moshe Feinstein was Nifta, the house was still, I don't know if it was directly the phone number, or it was redirected, I'm not sure, to one of his sons. I don't know if it was Reb David Feinstein, or Reb Reuven Feinstein, one of his big, größer sons, the sons of Moshe Feinstein, G'dayle Torah in their own right. And on Erev Shabbos, it was redirected to either Reb David or Reb Reuven Feinstein, the sons of Reb Moshe. At the first Shabbos after the Shiva of Reb Moshe, and he picked up the phone. It was a lady who asked, what time is Shabbos? What time is Adokas Neres tonight? And a bit surprising, that's normally what you ask the God of Hador. You don't normally ask this question, but he replied in full respect. He replied, tonight Shabbos is at whatever time it was. Okay, she said, thanked, and she hanged up the phone. To the great surprise, next Erev Shabbos again, on Friday again, and the same phone call. The lady calls up, and she says, what time is Shabbos tonight? And it's a bit strange, second time in a row, she asked, this is something you can find out, you open up any luach and you check, and you see what time is Shabbos. Even in America, actually, I think it works the same way, you can just check in there. Rav Kahane is calm, and Rani replies, and he says, Shabbos tonight is at so-and-so. And then a third Shabbos again, same phone call, the lady calls up, and she says, what time is Shabbos? Same lady. And then after 3-4 weeks, The son of Moshe Feinstein, it's a bit strange. I mean, why did she call up and ask what time is Shabbos? You can just find out when they're calling up the son, the Poisik. So, and then after a few weeks, then he gets his courage together and he says, I don't mind. You can call with pleasure, but it's a bit strange because you don't have to call me up for that. You can just check up in the Neluach, look in the calendar, you see what time is Knesset Shabbos. And then the lady said, that's really strange because I called up this number. I called up Moshe Feinstein for some 20 to 30 years. I called up and he never gave me that idea. He never gave me that idea. It's unbelievable. He says, for 20, 30 years, I called up Moshe and I asked every Erev Shabbos about time of Shabbos. So this is a beautiful mitzvah of Moshe Feinstein, not to hurt somebody else's feeling. Right. Having said all this, we are ready to proceed with Simon Kuf Lamed Zayin, which is the Kama Psukim Tzrichem Likro Lekol Echot. This with regards to the halachas of, yeah, thank you very much. The halachas of Kiyas HaTorah, where now Tzif Aleph addresses specifically Sheni Chameshi, Monday and Thursday's laning. The shailas do occur, and it's important to have clarity in them. We're after going to talk about Shabbos as well. Let's start with Tzif Aleph. P'yoyim Shikorin Shloisha, on days that we call up three people for laning, Ein Koirin Pochus Ma'asorah Psukim, we will not lane less than 10 Psukim. You need to lane 10 Psukim. And Vaidaber, the Pasuk starting with Vaidaber, Oile Min HaMinyan, a Pasuk starting with Vaidaber also counts at a 10 Psukim. What's the Chiddush of that? Pardon? It's a short Pasuk. And more than that, Mishnah Berurah said in Sifkot and Beis, that's right. Very little. That's right. It's Mishnah Berurah sentence of cotton base. Nothing is being learned from that. Now, of course, we know that every single letter in the Torah, every word in the Torah teaches us a huge amount, but we don't necessarily always know what the Chiddush is. So even though we don't know what the Chiddush is, we don't exactly know what it's teaching us. Nevertheless, we count. Thank you so much. Much appreciated. Thank you very, very much. So the pasuk vayidaber also counted min aminin. V'isalik inyone bevotzim asor psukim. If the inyan is completed, if a topic is completed, bevotzim asor psukim. If it's less than 10 psukim, so you have a complete topic after say 9 psukim, then it's fine. Kegoin, such as Parshas Amalek, like Parshas Amalek is a grand total of 9 psukim. Shein bo l'tisha psukim, which is 9 psukim. Shapir dami, it's fine. So although normally we need 10 psukim, if a topic is completed after 9 psukim, and it just finished after 9 psukim, that's fine. What's the point of 10 psukim? Why do we need 10 psukim normally? What's the beauty of 10 psukim? Uniqueness of 10 psukim? Give a guess. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Good. Very good. So that Mishnah Berurah gives the following. Sif Katan Aleph Pach Masor Psukim Isa BeGemara. The Gemara says the following reasons for 10. He says Sheniskan the Takone. It's an interesting lesson. Takone Sheniskan. It's established Keneged Asoras Adibras. Either because Asoras Adibras, Oy or Keneged Asor Ma'amores Shebo Nivra Olam. The world was created in 10 Ma'amores. Ein Shom Oid or additional reasons there as well. I don't know exactly, this would be interesting to investigate what the Balei Machshava, what they combined the Kiyas HaTorah of 10 to 10 Ma'amores Shenivra Olam or Aseres HaDibros, it needs to be thought about. If anybody's got any suggestions, sounds like a Maral kind of in question, yeah? Yeah.
Because once you get to 10, then it considers
it
to be
a unit.
Yeah.
Good. Interesting. So it's a full unit, you're saying. Yeah, there's something about a unit of 10. Good, I hear that. Good. Okay. Sifkot and base we did. Sifkot and Gimel. Kugon Parshas Amalek. Shekorin bepurim. Parshas Amalek. Obviously, we line on Purim. For lo yirotzu chazal lehoisif aleyem. And Chazal did not wish to add to those. Chazal didn't want to add psukim either prior or after that. Lerameis to tell us the mipnei shamolek goram liyos Hashem veakisei chose, because Amalek caused that Hashem and his throne were lacking. Kedeksiv kiyot al keis ko kach yu pashu yosef chaserim. So there's a special agenda here why Chachomim dafka want the pashu Amalek should be line 9 psukim and not 10 psukim. A specific reason over here, because it's a little, because they caused Hashem's throne, kivyochol, to be lacking. So therefore, it wouldn't make sense to have a 10 psukim lining. We only get a 9 to represent that there is something lacking over here because of Amalek. Okay. Save base as follows. Ein koirin him kol echot poches mishloish psukim. We will not line, every aliyah should be no less than 3 psukim. Shnayim koirin shloisha, shloisha, 2 of the aliyahs will read 3 aliyahs, and then again, 3 psukim, and then again, 3 psukim. Ve'achot koire arba, and one of them will read 4. So my math skills are not particularly strong, but I think that 3 plus 3 plus 4 is going to be 10. Good, so that's what he says. V'echot kei rabo, one of the four. V'eizem mayim shikei rabo, harizem is shubach. There is something more choshev about the aliyah which has 4 as opposed to 3 psukim. There's something about 4 which makes it more choshev. So the one who reads the additional 4th pasuk, there's something to it. Yeah. And the... yeah. Okay. Siv Gimel is the Yisrael Siv. And says the following: Im dilek posuk echot v'loy koroi. What happens if the Baal Koire missed out a posuk? Missed out a posuk. Im dilek posuk echot v'loy koroi. He missed out a posuk. Now, what would you say? What that halacha is? Imu b'mincha b'Shabbos. If it's a mincha on Shabbos afternoon, oy b'sheni chamishi, or it's on Monday or Thursday morning, v'koro asor psukim, and he did read 10 psukim. Beloy posuk amedulok, excluding the missed out posuk, he still read 10 psukim. Einoy choizer, he does not need to repeat. Veim lav choizer, but if he only read a grand total of 9 psukim because of the missed posuk, and he didn't even read 10 psukim altogether, choizer, he needs to go back. He needs to go back because he needs to ensure that he's read 10 psukim. Aval b'Shabbos, when it comes to Shabbos, Shabbos leaning on Shabbos morning, hafilu dilek posuk echot, even if he missed one single posuk, choizeir v'koirei, he needs to go back and read line. Even after the Torah has been returned, Doreen, ve'om HaKadosh, and HaKadosh has been said, he takes it back out and he lines again. There's two with him. Ve'afilu hiftia, and even if they did already maftia, ve'ispalil musaf, even if they have read musaf, they have davened musaf already, choyzer ve'koyre, he needs to go back and line again. Yes, Shabbos morning, Rabbi Yisai, one posuk was missed in the middle of lining. One posuk was missed. And even if you notice that long after musaf, long after Torah has been returned, you need to take out Sefer Torah and you need to start lining again. One posuk was meant missing. Parshas HaMoedim, that with regards to lining on the Yomim Tovim, K'moi b'mincha b'Shabbos, it's the same halacha of mincha on Shabbos, v'shen v'chamish and Monday and Thursday, l'fi shekvar kore parshas b'Shabbos shelayim, because the actual lining is already lined on Shabbos. So it's additional lining, it's in the same category as Monday, Thursday, Shabbos mincha lining, and therefore, you won't have to take it out if a post was forgotten. So what are we learning over here? We're learning that Shabbos morning lining is much more crucial, and if a pasuk was forgotten, you need to take the Sefer Torah back. Why is that, Rabbi Yisai? Why is there such a substantial difference between Shabbos morning laning than the other lanings, Monday, Thursday, Shabbos, Mincha, and Yom Tovim? Why is it? Eke Chiyuv. Good, it's an extra Chiyuv. What else, Rabbi Yisai? I'd like to quote over here, Rabbi Yisai, Eremoshe. And I do know that not everybody totally agrees with the statement of Eremoshe, but I feel it's very important. Okay. And there's a question there which needs to be investigated, but let us see. Now I need to find it. 1 minute. Okay. I'm quoting Reb Moshe Feinstein, which was kindly brought to us by Chaim Yeshua Levi. And Reb Moshe has a long tshuva to Reb Chaim Greenblatt, Zichron Livrocha. And one of the shailas over here is, what happens if a person in the middle of lining on Shabbos, he missed a posuk? He fell asleep. Imagine that. He fell asleep in the middle of laning, and he woke up a minute later, but he fell asleep in the middle of laning. And he missed the pasuk or two. Rabbi Yisai, what's the halacha? Pardon? Oh, very, very interesting. Very interesting. Mr. Berlin says, one second. It shouldn't be a problem if a person falls asleep in the middle of laning, because the obligation here is on the tzibur. Do you remember we spoke about that? It's a chayvas tzibur, not a chayvas yachid. Therefore, says Mr. Berlin, hold on, it won't be a problem because the chayv is still, like Chaim Priska says, the chayv is on the tzibur. It's not in the chayv is on a minyan, on a tzibur to have Giyas HaTorah taking place. It's not a chayv of an individual, on an individual. Consequently, person misses a few psukim in the middle of laning, it doesn't matter. Does everybody agree to that? Yeah? Oh, what happens if there's just 10 people in a minyan? What do you think about that? Good one. Good shaila. What are you telling Rabbi Yisai? What do you think? Somebody falls asleep in the middle of laning. Okay, now Rabbi Moshe Feinstein has a shaila over here, and he says as follows. V'le'inini michsir v'lo shama is a posuk. If somebody, his shuvah was written in 1979. Shavuot, it's just after Shavuot 1979. And he says as follows. I'm skipping a few lines. B'Shabbos, you see here. B'Shabbos, he's talking about Shabbos leaning. I'm emphasizing that. We're talking about Shabbos leaning. B'Shabbos, tzorich lishmor kol akriya, lo yipochus m'shev akruim, v'moysifu m'kol akruim shikor. He says clearly, you need to hear the entire leaning, every single word. And he says, here, these are the words really, that are really critical words. Mishum, she'ike chiyuv. There's an obligation, I'll call echad ve'echad, on every single individual. There's an obligation on every individual. Lishmoya, to hear. Kol haTorah, the entire Torah. Pemeshech haShana, throughout the year. Meshabbos Bereishis, from Shabbos Bereishis, Ad Simchas Torah, until Simchas Torah. Shikorin Brocha, that we learn, Vezeis HaBrocha. Ve'av Shem Dvorim Pshutim Uvurim, Lo Yuduim Lahar Be'in. She finishes off quite a shtech, quite a sharp loshen, which is not very, Moshe is normally very, very, but here he brings quite a, he said this is something which is such poshut a thing, but it's not known to many people. Yes, Rabbi Yisrael, according to Moshe, is an obligation to hear every single word. And he says, I'll call echot ve'echot, on every individual is an obligation to hear the laning of the entire year. I agree. I don't know if everybody holds on that. He calls it dvorim pshutim and burim. I don't know if everybody holds on that. I have a feeling that not all the poets can agree to that. But this is certainly what the Moshe Feinstein says. You have an obligation to hear every single word with regards to Shabbos morning laning. This would be an absolutely poshut understanding, I'm sure. He doesn't go into great detail. I think the Mekor of Ramosha is this Shulchan Aruch over here, that if it was medalek something, the Shulchan Aruch says, if you medalek something, it's an obligation to be choyza. So according to Ramosha, it's not an obligation on the Tzibur, it actually be an obligation on the Yochid as well. So I think that's pretty much where Ramosha comes from. Yes? Yes, so what people will do, so when you're traveling, so what people will do, they'll catch up at Shabbos Mincha. They'll have the lower lining, that's quite, it's done in, you lay on Shabbos Mincha, you go through the, you catch up.
I think you refer people to do that for you. If there's many that are doing it, fine, but if there's not, then you can't just hear 9 other people and make them lay for 40 minutes for you.
Yeah, you'd have to find very kind people who are happy, who are genuinely happy to do it for you. Yeah, but if you don't find that, I hear the shayla. Yeah. Yeah, okay. It's a good question. I saw that. It's a very good question. It's a very good question. Do you need a minion for that? Yeah. Mezocha we do, yeah. Yeah. I think that Pashtus is that you do need a minion. I think that Pashtus is you do. Although I did see that the Chazanish, this is a Meiser, Rabbi Yisai. Chazanish doesn't matter, it's in the Sefer. And we all know you don't paskin for Meisers. And you know that most stories are not reliable. We know that. But the Meiser, the story goes as follows. the Vilna Gaon was in prison. The Vilna Gaon was in prison for a while. He was brought in prison for whatever, that's the story in its own. He was brought in prison, and when he came out of prison, he asked a Bal Koira to line the Miss Pashas, and it sounds like from the story that it was a minion, but he didn't make brachas on it. That's what it sounds like. But again, can't be medayik meisus. But okay. But it's not, I don't know if everybody agrees to that, and it could very well be that the one, there's a mahalach in the post game that if you just line it from a chumash, that's sufficient. And without minion, without sefer Torah, maybe some credit to it. We are ready to move on, Rabbi Yisai. I'm just realizing now that we're running a little bit. I don't think we can start Siv Dalet. So let me just recap what we covered tonight. We learned tonight that there's an obligation to, on Mondays and Thursdays, Shabbos Mincha, Rabbi Yisai, we learned 10 psukim to be lined. It's the Takon is Dafke 10. If it's a completed Inyan with 9 psukim, that's like Parsha Molek, that's sufficient. However, having said that, Parsha Molek is a specific reason why we dafka line 9, because they want to something should be lacking in the kisse, in the ena kisse sholeim, as long as Amalek is around. So there's a reason dafka 9. But yes, sometimes 9 is sufficient. We learned as well that every aliyah should be at least 3 psukim. 3, 3, 4 makes 10. The aliyah with 4 psukim is the most choshev aliyah. We learned if a posuk was missed, now it depends. If a posuk was missed, as long as 10 psukim were lined all together. If a posuk was missed, then the halacha is on a Monday, Thursday, Shabbos Mincha, and Yomim Tovim. It doesn't really matter, as long as the 10 psukim were lined all together. Doesn't really matter. However, with regards to Shabbos morning laning, we discussed in great detail. It's much more important, much more critical. You need to ensure to hear everything. And therefore, even if the Sefer Torah was brought back to the was brought back, and even if Kaddish was said, and even if Musaf was davened, you take out the Sefer Torah again and you ensure that everything is being lined from Bereshis until Vezos Avrocha. You need to hear every single word from lane, should be lane. Without going into discussion, how does that fit exactly with Chovas Yochid, Chovas Tzibur, which is a very interesting point to discuss. But Lemaisa, this is how the Shulchan Aruch says. And these are the points we cover tonight. And hopefully we'll discuss more on a similar point tomorrow in Mirza Hashem, Siv Dalet. Good evening, Abbas.